Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
To the Ryder, Neil Atkinson, John Gibbons, Stephanie Hennigan. One more Adamless week. One more Adamless week. And then he's back amongst us for good.
Well, so he says.
I want you back. Yeah, that'd be good.
It would, wouldn't it? It'd be nice to see him. He'll have more tales. It's been hard to sort of catch where he's up to with this one because of the time difference and all that sort of stuff.
Is he not blogged as hard?
He has not blogged.
Has anyone
hard.
Checked his blog?
I've had a little look. He's blogged a little bit, but not much, but also it's just more in general. He's, you know, it's harder just to message him. He's so many hours ahead, out there in the wilds. I do message him and he doesn't reply. He probably doesn't see the point or he's ignoring me.
yeah, he goes, oh, by now, I'll just be asleep.
Yeah, fuck it. What's the point?
It won't matter.
Exactly.
Be tomorrow.
Yeah, be irrelevant and suddenly you're just rolling around. Songs are great this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephanie picked hers unfeasibly early.
On Friday, because I thought I'm having that Arcade Fire on before anyone gets wind of it. That was largely the reason. So, and then I thought, while I'm here, I'll do it all. And then I don't have to be arsed having a terrible Monday and picking songs that I've listened to very briefly. These are all considered choices.
Well, there you are.
So hopefully they're higher quality than the normal. That'll do.
I like the intro.
I like mine as well. I think mine are considered as well, even though I picked mine today. I didn't realise at the time of when you picked them rates.
It's the later the more rushed you are, isn't it?
Things over at 5:15 and we're recording at 5:30, how much consideration do you think has gone into those songs? Especially when you think about my bloody job.
Your bloody job. Your bloody job indeed.
Yeah.
Though you're very, very good at your bloody job. Mm. So you should remember that.
How does Neil know?
I tell him.
quite often, John, much more than you think.
I think there's sometimes with songs as well, you can be like, you know, if it's a Sunday night, you think, I like that, but I reckon I'll find something better.
Oh,
and
no.
And then there's the Monday afternoons, which is, it's good. I like it.
What are you doing on your phone there?
I'm just arguing with a prick.
Well, stop it.
Okay.
If I have to stop arguing, you have to stop arguing.
Let's really? All stop arguing apart from with each other.
Okay, we'll do that.
You're still doing it.
I've stopped.
Give me your phone.
No, I'm not going to give you my phone. I'm not going to give you my phone. I'm just going to finish this and then I'm going to crack on. John, what are we starting with?
We're starting with Lou O'Connor, my mate. It is the Isle of Arran.
It's boss.
No, I don't believe him. But know that I've been grieving. Know that I've been holding out, hoping to receive him. I've been holding out for G, but he was nowhere to be seen when I was bleeding. Cousin with the choking and the wheezing. But still he dreaming, smoking potent in the evening. This is only for the heathens. Holding to the souls who need redeeming from the demons. Still ain't folding when it's freezing. There ain't no one to believe in. I'm on that man's side, damn right, doing it myself from a landslide. Stand by, didn't need no help from no damn guy. Man, bye, I've been making waves all my damn life. Plan might step to the letter and I stand by it. Try it, we ain't holding back if it backfires. Lax, not the ones who carry crack till they're back tired. Thought they make a meal till it transpired. I ain't like them damn liars. I'm saying I ain't like them damn liars. Told him I get like them damn liars. So keep your mouth closed shut. Eyes wide open when that doubt rolls up. Cause if the drought shows nothing but the clowns hold nothing but the sound, I'll be running till the ground open up. Cause the best don't change. Clinging to that cold one. My mother said there's no love until you show some. So I showed love and got nothing, now there's no one. You wonder why I couldn't keep in tow, son. I wonder why my dad didn't want me. Ex didn't need me. Half of them left and the rest finna breeze me. Gets blessed till I second guess. Rest till it frees me. There's nothing to believe in, believe me.
And when I get in trouble,
spirit alive after death. Scattered my ashes when it's my time to rest. With the lines I'm obsessed, rhymes I possess, can't deny. Seen the biggest guys cry to confess in a breath. Fresh death, pass in the chest, unimpressed with the cess left. Scars in the flesh, he's the best. Worst kept sparring in jest, saying star never bar too far from the nest. So I never left and never thought about doing so. I to and fro from that prime time to a home. You see, I'm viewing those nights I should have known better, like whatever. Still, my brethren say I'm too involved, but who would know what the family first is? Till your dreams see three family hearses. Worst is, wouldn't mean to speak at the service, so I penned a couple bars, didn't need to rehearse this.
That's Loyal Carner with the Isle of Arran. Tell me more.
Well, yeah, it's from... I mean, I love Loyal Carner and I've played him quite a lot. So I did Omen and Art about not playing him because I think the last time was only like in November or something. But he's bought an album off this week and it's had brilliant reviews and I made up for him because I feel like he's sort of my mate because I reviewed him once and he liked the review on Twitter. So that makes him mates, right?
Yeah, yeah. And in this future that we live in, that's
yeah,
like
yeah.
Best friends.
Yeah, so basically he liked a tweet where I said nice things about one of his gigs. Which I wrote about online. So there you are. But yeah, so I made up, because the album's gone down dead well, I've been having a little look, and he's made up, and I'm made up, he's made up, and all that. So the album's called Yesterday's Gone. It is really, really good. And that's the opening track off it. He's playing quite a bit. He's got a UK tour in February. He's doing 14 nights, including two at the end at Shepherd's Bush, I think. And then he's doing 7 nights in Europe, which is mainly in Germany, at the end of Feb as well. So getting in about, good on him. I really like him, both as a rapper and a person.
Yeah, definitely. He was a friend of yours. You've had him round. How's the house?
Good, yeah. I finally got the rest of the stuff out the flat. Did that yesterday when we were a bit tired because we were out for your / Phil's birthday. Mainly Phil's.
Most definitely Phil's.
He sort of dominated, didn't he?
Where at my birthday, it wouldn't have happened.
Cancelled the party. No one's allowed to go out. You've all got to go home. So we were a bit tired after that, but got the rest of the stuff out yesterday. And so the flat's looking really good. I should have cleaned it earlier. it looks great for the people moving into that. And then, yeah, so we've got the rest of stuff. So I tried to do some boxes last night and stuff. There's a bit more stuff to do, but it's nearly there. But I'm enjoying it, loving it. Cat disappeared for 15 hours, which is a bit of a worry. Laura had a bit of a cry, but then she just strolled in like cats do. Like, what? Just been out, innit?
That's what I am.
Yeah.
We took our George for his injections the other day and he hates us.
That's sad.
So why have you done this? Why
yeah.
You
Does
done
he this really?
He wasn't happy. And my mum had the foresight to make sure that the cat flap was locked because as soon as we came in, he just headed straight out. And she was like, if he goes out now, he'll never come back. He's like,
what are these injections?
They have to have injections every year just to make them healthy. Like, just if they're playing out, like, they have to have injections to stop them catching stuff. And, yeah.
But
and
the
they also have, like, a thermometer up the bum, and he didn't like it.
No, cats,
he definitely didn't like it.
My cat, Molly, hates going to the vet. Like, she's quite a nervous cat anyway.
Yeah.
And so they just, like, molt all over you, and you just feel awful.
Yeah.
And they make you feel bad about it.
The vet says, because there's, like, little paw prints on the table, and the vet says, oh, look, he's dead, Woody. He's sweating through his paws. And that was the worst thing you could have said to me. I was like, oh, I've made him so upset. He's sweating through his paws. It's like, fucking hell.
Yeah. But you don't know it's for them, good. They just ate you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's quite a complex thing to explain to cats.
Yeah.
Especially George, who is thick.
Is George the thick cat?
Yeah, gorgeous but thick.
Does he get bullied by the other cats? Do you reckon for how thick he is, or do you think he gets away with it? With
I think
sheer
he gets
looks?
Away with it because even the vet was like, "What a handsome boy." It's like he sees loads of cats.
It's not just you.
He knows. It's like, yes.
Gorgeous George.
Yeah, he is.
Doesn't say that to all the cats.
Thick as anything. His whiskers don't work. He gets stuck everywhere.
Oh.
Doesn't understand the many basic concepts.
Well, that's what Laura was learning about. She's like, she'll have got stuck because she's crap at being a cat.
Yeah.
But yeah, she just wandered in. She was suspiciously warm as well. And she found someone else who feeds her.
Yeah.
Is that what we think?
Probably.
It's what happens.
the ruthlessness of cats. This is one of the reasons why I'm not into them.
No, they're great.
But they are great. Also quite low maintenance.
Yeah.
Not like dogs. Can't take a cat for a walk. Be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So, what's the first thing you're playing for instead of your much prepared and researched list? Because there's a best be some song now.
I am playing Wiley featuring Get and Bang.
It is.
Or who's not, bang. New job, who's boss, bang. Self-employed, wealthy boy, bang. Dealt with pain, dealt with joy, bang. In the wild, you're cool now, but I'm the scene nigga every track, help destroy, bang, bang. Tell the ring, tell McCoy, bang. I failed the game, felt annoyed, bang. Now I've got paper round, meet date star, cause I sell the voice. Oi, it's the paper boy, I'm in effect. Don't like me, I'm always full of threat. My only competition is the man in the mirror. My niggas all my silhouette. They know I'm a flamethrower. Make man lay low and lay lower. Anyone that says that they can't get hold of me, tell them niggas I'll be on the same lower. Where am I? The baddest MC like Grandmother Reduce. The resident Eskimo goer. Culture vultures, they owe us. Oh, now they know us. Bang! Same city, new blocks. Bang! Boombox on the rooftop. Bang! Who's or who's not? Bang! New job, who's boss? Bang! Same city, new blocks. Bang! Boombox on the rooftop. Bang! Who's or who's not? Bang! New job, who's boss? Bang!
I'm up, so what? Bang! I'm up, spares on free, no guap. Bang! And my path is glint, no stops. Got yards and the stinks, no shops, no cops.
Bang!
Keep my mind on the cash. I see combined turn a stack. I know you love practicing, but me and my niggas were born burning tracks like yo. They know I'm a cold sweater. My night gang there, she's a gold digger. Chatting back, man, he didn't know I roll with her. Push me far, turn to a cold figure. Respect, you do it, but man, I done it. Anybody from the elite, you know we run it. Here's what it feels like to win, get rewarded after 100 miles of running.
Bang! Same city, new blocks. Bang! Food box on the rooftop. Bang! Who's or who's not? Bang! New job, who's boss? Bang! Same city, new blocks. Bang! Food box on the rooftop. Bang! Who's or who's not? Bang! New job, who's boss? Bang! Same city, new blocks. Bang! Food box on the rooftop. Bang! Who's or who's not? Bang! New job, who's boss? Bang! Same city, new blocks. Bang! Food box on the rooftop. Bang! Who's or who's not? Bang! New job, who's boss? GH.
And I've been doing this since I had an Ericsson 338.
That's right.
And I have pushed more wits back than a label has done to an album release date.
If I send for an MC, then man better reply tonight, not a week late. If a man can't move on from the war right after it, bro, that's a weak trait. I'm not a lager lout, but I'm still throwing bars about. Midday looking for a haircut, shop's packed, gotta go to the barber's house. I'm doing business every day here, that's why I can't mess or laugh about. When it comes to the grime in 2016, rude boy,
I'm the artist out. Bang, same city, new blocks. Bang, food box on the rooftop. Bang, who's or who's not? Bang, new job, who's boss? Bang, same city, new blocks. Bang, food box on the rooftop. Bang, who's or who's not? Bang, new job, who's boss?
Wiley featuring Get Banger.
Yes.
What's the album like?
It's really good. Yeah, I was listening to it on Friday.
Called Godfather?
It's called Godfather. Stop taking me notes off me.
Has you got any dates?
No.
I'll tell you what they are.
Shut your face, you. Is this because I've stopped you arguing with some dickhead on Twitter, now you're having a go at me?
No, no.
Because you won't win this face.
I won't win any of them. What's the point?
What is the point? Yeah, it's apparently his last album. That's what you're saying. But then he kind of says it's more... He doesn't want to... It's Wiley the brand he's getting sick of. And he's notorious for changing his mind. So, you know...
about everything or just about
pretty
his career?
Pretty much about me. He puts out... He's very haphazard. Like, he can put out an awful lot of music in a very short space of time, and then he cancels gigs at will. He was meant to do the Boiler Room, but he cancels it 6 hours before. Like, don't count on Wiley turning off.
No.
Basically. But the album sound.
I've got a good Wiley cancelling late story. I don't know whether to tell it.
Go ahead.
Should I tell you in the break and then you can decide if I should tell it?
No, do it now.
I'm looking at Neil.
Do it.
It's true.
So he was meant to play Blue Coat in Liverpool.
The Blue Coat?
Yeah.
That's mad.
And it is, yeah.
Mad Buckham.
Hey, he's mad. We've just said he's mad. And so he turned up and he was getting paid like X amount or something. And then he turned up on like for the sound check and went, I want the money in cash. and it was like thousands of pounds, and they were like, well, we haven't got
it. I can only get 250 out at a time.
Exactly. Yeah. And they were like, well, we haven't got it. And yeah. He was like, no, I want the money cash. And they were like, well, I'm sure we've like advanced you some of it already anyway and stuff like that. And he's like, oh, no, I've not seen that. I want the money. And they were like, we haven't got it. And he was like, well, I'm not paying them. So they had to cancel it. So I think that's probably what happened to the boiler. He wanted cash, money down.
Yeah. Yeah. Bloody hell,
it's mad though, innit?
Yeah.
Jackie keeps it under his bed. Like in a box, in a shoebox.
In Arrested Development.
All the Rolexes he has to pay for.
Yeah. In Arrested Development when it's lying in the banana stand.
Yeah.
I love that.
But imagine the blue coat. I'm chatting with Wiley. These lovely old dears.
I know.
Knocking around, going down the cafe, back up to the bar, knocking on the door of the violin shop. Listen, you know we're good for it. There's the art and craft store.
See how much money the frame shop's got.
Yeah, can someone knock around the
20 quid.
Yeah.
The alterations.
The alterations.
That's cash only, so they'd be good there.
Yeah, no, you never know.
Depends on the world they've done.
What have you got? How's your float? That's not great today.
To be fair, they've ripped me off a few times. So.
Oh, it's outrageous. No. What they charge in the alterations and the blue coat. Don't get me started. More outrageous than Wiley.
They started off being cheap, and within the hour. Within an hour and cheap. And then.
Like Betty and Ray.
Yeah. And then four months later, it was like fucking triple the price. And, oh, yeah, I can pick it up in a week. It's like, but you said within an hour. That was only certain alterations. Like, well, I've had this done before. We're too busy.
We'll
buy some more fucking sewing people. I don't know.
More fucking sewing people.
So I go to the one in Liverpool one now. And I'm glad to say that is good. So Swerve, Stitches in the blue coat. Fuck them off. Go and save yourself some money in the little pod by the sky. What?
Those mad little pods that they've got on Wall Street.
Absolutely great.
I love it's called Wall Street.
Wall Street. You're like, Wall Street, wow. Like, oh, right, okay.
Yeah, it's a thoroughfare.
It's an expensive flower shop.
Yeah, an expensive flower shop, Sky, and Alterations, and it's Greg's, I think.
Oh, is it Greg's?
It is Greg's.
And Bubble Tea.
Bubble Tea. Oh, yeah. The fuck is Bubble Tea?
Yeah.
What cunt's buying Bubble Tea?
Language.
That's what I think. We had every the chat time last week. Every time I walk past, that's what I think.
The chat last week when John said, oh no, it was 2 weeks ago when John said piss off.
For the kids
in the car. I thought you might not have been. Oh, that was when you didn't have your voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. These fucking kids in cars. They shouldn't be listening to this. You're a terrible parent if you let your kids.
Oh, parent tips from Stephanie Hennigan.
Nah, you know.
Get on board.
It's got loads. It's dead easy, isn't it? I don't know why they all whinge about it.
How to control your 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Tell him to fuck off. That's
all.
Listen
to it a lot, though. And then if you want to listen to the rider.
You think it's a bit of music?
Yeah, just put some headphones on it or something. I don't know.
Some headphones on the kids.
It?
Yeah. It.
Go on.
Yeah. Well, I'm very maternal, okay?
So broody.
I literally like one child. Oh, no, two children in the whole world.
There you go.
Sounds excellent.
If you're one of those kids,
sound,
text
but the rest of them. Nah.
If you're one of those kids,
text. Imagine free text, that'd be awkward. Could be you.
All right. What part are we on here? Oh, it's my bit.
To you.
Oh, excellent. This ticked a ton of boxes as far as I was concerned. This is Kelly Lee Owens with Anxie, and it's featuring Jenny Haval.
Reality.
That's Kelly Lee Owens with Anxie featuring Jenny Havala. I should really have checked this because there's an album coming in March, which I'll get for you right now. And she's remixed before Jenny Havala's work. So I think that's part of how this has all happened. It's part of how it came together. And also she was part of Daniel Avery's Drone Logic.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you might know her from. But yes, it's all coming together for her. The album is out very, very soon indeed, and should be a belter. But I'm just trying to get the name of it now, so give me 1 second or two, and I'll keep playing for time using my talking. Oh, it's a self-titled debut album. There you are, and it's out in March. That's all you need to know. Well, in Echo, we got there in the end. I think that's fantastic. It starts a little slow and then becomes an absolute banger. Went to Chinese supermarket.
Did you?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I don't know why I'm not going more.
The one by the women's thing?
The one by the women's, yeah.
Yeah, not the women's hospital, the women's organisation.
The women's organisation on St. James Street.
Yeah. By the church.
Yeah, by the church, down on St. James Street.
Is it good?
It's brilliant.
I've only ever been there once and I was to buy beer.
Well, what happens is you walk around and you work out. We got some stuff and used it. So got some noodles and did a shop, did like a 15, 20 quid shop.
See, I'm worried if I went in there, I'd just spend an awful lot of money on fortune cookies.
And sumac.
Just fortune cookies. I fucking love fortune cookies, and it's like a fortune teller, like in a cookie.
It's a lot of key words for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, they are delicious, so I'm worried that...
I want to eat a fortune.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, didn't realise.
That is bad luck, isn't it? If you literally eat your fortune.
It could have been good advice.
If you ate your fortune.
Imagine it could have changed your life.
What's the best advice you've ever had out of a fortune cookie?
I can't remember. Sometimes I like it sometimes when it's really practical advice. You're like, cheers, talk. Like, change your bank accounts. You might be getting, you might get better interest rates. Yeah, I might not. Thanks, fortune cookie. But I love them in general. Did you have them at your wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember them.
Tell you what, great. Lovely long pause there where John tried to remember everybody else at his wedding.
No, it was the hot food in the night, wasn't it? And we had like little Chinese things as well, but I didn't have one. But yeah, they were a big hit.
Sorry, I must have had yours and everyone else's.
Dave Johnson, my mate, ran up to me at one point and went, "The Chinese is so good," and then ran away, like probably to get more.
Oh, well.
And I was like, nice one, La. I'm full.
Is it expensive?
No, cheaper than normal supermarkets, I think. Certainly for your basics, like your veg and that.
So, what does it sell?
It sells...
Is it a supermarket? Can I do my Aldi shop in there?
You can't get milk.
Well, I don't drink milk.
Well, you're flying then, aren't you?
Yeah, that sounds brilliant.
Does some veg that you don't really know what it is, but does some veg which looks great, and then veg which is just normal veg, and that was all cheaper, like 45p for a green pepper, just one, which is good because you always buy three these days and never use them. There is, sorry to bring a bit of sadness, but that's the way it goes.
R.O.P. those fallen peppers.
Yeah, they died in vain. And it does, yeah, loads and loads of sauces. Just really good. Just really, really. I was mooching around like I'm banging into this. But
Did you buy sumai?
Didn't buy sumai. No, you've got to try to show a bit of discipline on that front.
See, I don't actually eat Chinese foods apart from the cookies. It's not.
So when he hang on. Let me pull it back. It's Chinese New Year next weekend, by the way. That's one of the reasons why I've raised it. So you go for a Chinese meal.
See, I don't. No, I wouldn't. It's my very last meal.
How the fuck are you getting the cookies?
Well, sometimes other people will have a meal and I'll take it off them.
Steal the cookie?
No, I'll just be like, give me the cookie.
Give me the cookie.
Give me a fortune.
So you'll sit there whilst they eat the Chinese.
Yeah. Because everyone thinks the Chinese is the worst bit, and it's not. The cookie's the worst bit, and it's not. It's the best bit. Also, if you go to Matas on Bold Street, they sell them. So sometimes I'll go in and treat myself.
To a packet of fortune cookies.
To a handful of fortune cookies.
I love how there's always something that I'm going to find more mental next time I speak to you. That's honestly my favourite thing about speaking to Steph. There's always going to be something else, like, you know.
I don't think it's mental. Like, they're nice.
Like, you get them like a packet of Maryland cookies. I'll get the fortunes this week rather than the Marylands.
Oh, they're much better than those. Like, Maryland cookies don't give you financial advice, do they?
They don't.
They're not telling me how my love life's going.
49p, yeah, often.
Yeah, no career advice from Maryland cookies. Just calories and really shit ones at that.
Okay. What are you going to do with your piece of paper next?
Have you been the L7 supermarket? That's good.
No, where's that?
It's in Kenny.
Steph was at Morrison's last week, you know, and she's trying to be cool about it.
the L7 supermarket. It's on. It might be on East Prescott Road, or it might be on Kensington itself.
Is it the Sisters?
Oh, I have been there. It's a belter.
That's on thingy. The L8 one. There's an L8 one. I think it's the same people who do it.
It's a belter. I think I've been there.
It's really, really good. It's like they've got like a mad pancake thing in the middle there with some woman just making you do the brilliance. And then it's good. It's good for fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've been there.
Good from there.
So yeah, okay. I like this.
Yeah, L7's good.
I might have to go. Maybe we should go together and go to booths. Maybe we should have a day doing supermarkets.
Yeah. I've been to booths, yeah.
Everyone talks about booths. Yeah, I haven't been either.
Hang on, the booths in Knutsford?
In Ormskirk.
Well, there's
oh, is there one in Ormskirk?
Booths, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Maybe we'll see if we can get Steph to drive.
I can drive.
I know you can drive, but three of us. Outing.
Why don't you drive?
I can't drive.
But you've got really good ideas about driving.
I really haven't, honestly. I'm passengering is not my skill, not my forte. You went to Morrison's. How was that?
No, I didn't go in. I just went past and I thought, I know he'll be interested in where I am.
You didn't go to Market Street?
No.
Take a walk, take a stroll down Market Street.
There's that bang average supermarket.
Do you take that back?
Did they not send it you as well?
No.
Oh, I think it's because I didn't have your number saved.
Oh, yeah.
I entered the phone, they're professionals.
I know, I rang Steph the other day. She's like, hello, Stephanie speaking. And I was like, I thought she was just taking the piss out of me. So I was like, hello, John Givens here. And she's like, hello, I am. Hell, it's you. I'll come down now. Hurry up, though.
Because I've just got a new phone and I can't be arsed transferring the numbers over. And it's also my work phone, so if a number comes through I don't recognise, I'm like, shit, work.
Professional.
Yeah, professional.
Oh, that mask slipped quickly.
What are you playing for us, John?
I'm playing Maggie Rogers and the song's called On and Off.
Nah.
at Maggie Rogers on and off. She was going to just go with one, but decided she'd double. Any more?
Yeah, Maggie, people who know her, she's quite famous because Pharrell does, the famous one. Williams does a masterclass at New York University, and there's like a YouTube of it, and he goes in. What?
Did you just clarify who Pharrell was?
Well, you know.
Do you know any other Pharrells apart from Pharrell?
Big P.
How many other Pharrells do you know?
I was just checking that, like, you
know. Fucking hell.
I was on board with, yeah.
Farrell. Farrell Will. Anyway, he does,
Andy Farrell.
He does a masterclass in New York University at the music thing. And
Pharrell?
Yeah.
When? Is this a regular thing?
Well, he definitely
did it once.
I think he does it every year.
We pull the face like you're going to go.
Maybe.
Enroll. So the music students have been like playing him and stuff, and it's quite funny because like they all go in and like the one by one, and he's like critiquing them, and like, you know, he's being nice, but he's basically
shit.
That's sort of what he's thinking. Yeah. And then Maggie comes in and just plays him this song that she's just thrown it together, and you know, no one knows she's just some students, and he's like blown away, and he's absolutely chocker. Like he keeps looking at him going, "Eh, she did that." Like he's blown away, and he's like got nothing to say. You're better than me. So
is this an actual thing that happens, or is this your reimagining of the scene?
Well, a little bit of both.
Can you see this happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can watch it on YouTube.
I didn't know
yourself.
If you were like, and so this happened and then this happened. And
no,
then
it's
he
on
was
YouTube.
Like, wow. And she was like, well.
Video went viral.
Okay.
Well, you know, people watched it. That's a word. So, this is true. So she became famous because of that, because Pharrell was all over. And Butchie's, she's kind of just starting out, really. So she just brought this single out, and I think it's really, really good.
It's a belter. Really enjoyed that. I said before, all the songs are really good this week. So
people love Wham.
Is this what we're talking about?
Yes.
We're doing Wham on Wham.
Yes.
Explain.
So,
a couple of weeks ago, in case you're a new listener to the show, welcome to both of you. There was... you're not laughing at your own sarcastic laughter, aren't you? Aren't you a prick? I'd mentioned that we'd had some feedback across lots and lots of 1,700 replies to an Anfield rap poll. There was one piece of feedback saying that there was someone who didn't like the songs. Didn't like the talking on the ride. I felt it was all too much. Wham, just wanted to get to the songs faster. And Stephanie took umbrage at this. And
that dickhead made his own bed, didn't he? I hope he doesn't listen anymore, because you're not welcome.
we're on a harsh policy here at the Rider.
Audience engagement. So since then, we've had lots of people messaging me on the Twitter, on the Rider Twitter account, just to tell us how much they like the Wham. So here are some quotes that I haven't made up. If you go and have a look on the Rider, you can see them all. What are you doing? Stop doing
back
that.
Into the beat.
I don't want you to do
okay,
it.
Okay, stop.
I wouldn't have sounded if it had carried on.
I can't do this and listen to you do that at the same time. We've got Sean Edelston, who says, love the Wham. Gregor Hearn, who says, I like the Wham. Hashtag up the Wham. Hashtag Wham Ultras.
It's like Gregor.
Michael McCall says, the Wham greater than the tunes. I had a bit of a chat with him about that. I said that was like saying, what did I say? Something like, your hair greater than your face or something. He got the point in the end.
Could take it either way. Yeah.
John Carell said, can't have the Wham without the music, and the music without the Wham. The two go hand in hand with each other.
Hand in hand, he knows. Ebony and Ivory.
What else have we got? Sean Keatley, more Wham, please, all the Wham. Music's all well and good, but it's an amuse boost to a main course of pure, undiluted Wham. Just everyone loves Wham. The Wham.
It's a good job, isn't it? Isn't it, John? Hey,
yeah, otherwise, we'll be getting it anyway.
Yeah, no one's pulling the house of cards down around us on this one.
So, I still would like the name and IP address of whoever made that initial
comment.
Anonymous,
told you.
The IP address.
Anonymous.
I've got a clever brother. You can trace
she
people.
Knows a guy.
Yeah.
I love how we sit around the office and we're really proud of the number of people who came back to our customer service survey. Next year, when they can feel this pressure for IP addresses and the removal of anonymity, we may not get as many people.
It's like WikiLeaks, but in a very like concentrated basis.
In a very focused way.
Yeah. Wham is great.
On the theme, you didn't go stargazing, unfortunately. You were so excited about it.
Laura tried as well.
Did she? Yeah, at the museum? Yeah. And did she have that really lovely man who was the director?
Yeah. After full of apologies, but you do have to go home.
Yeah. And I was saying, like, he's obviously in a position where he doesn't deliver bad news that often, yeah. And he looked dead upset. Mm. So upset that you couldn't even have a go at him. I didn't appreciate this until I was telling Neil the next day, and I was like, hang on, he's had me off here by being that nice. I just went, oh, all right then.
What's funny about it is apparently they've done a few of them, but, like, not told anyone because, you know, it's a museum and that's what they do. And then, like, someone's done a bit of a Twitter and Facebook campaign, and then too many people have turned up. And I'd love to the fact that they've got it, like the idea that they've got him to meet him Monday. Say, I told you that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
All these people came.
Yeah. So he said to us, the power,
the problems you've created
with your marketing, with your new ideas.
He said to us, it was they underestimated the power of social media.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. He was so lovely.
You didn't get to look at any stars?
No,
well, I did, like, just normally.
Went outside and had a look.
Still got eyes, I just haven't got telescopic ones.
It's a shame.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, I need a telescope and a flat that's not surrounded by trees.
It's difficult.
Mm.
Don't know what to advise you.
Move and buy a telescope?
It just feels like a really bold move just to look at some stars.
Yeah. Someone was telling me about telescopic binoculars, so I could do that and go down the park.
That'd be quite nice.
Yeah, be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Me wandering around, staring at the sky, lying on the grass, like absolute head the ball. So, yes, sadly not, but I was listening to the new Vitalik album, and they had a track called Waiting for the Stars, so I have chosen that.
We'll be right back.
Vitalik.
Yes.
Waiting for the Stars.
Yes. That's a very good album. It's an album I didn't know that was coming out. It's called Voyager. Voyager. I have a bit of a lisp sometimes.
Do you?
Voyager.
Voyager.
I can't say it. Me V's and me R's. Not great with them. You know what I mean?
Radio City.
What did he say to that finishing school?
Yeah.
When you say river, just say
my
river.
My mum's demanding a money back.
Fire. Fire rather than river.
Yeah. It's anyway. let's not do that. So the most famous for La Rock. Too many R's now. La Rock, which was out yet.
Ah, La Rock. That's one of my favourites of the Rock and Vol songs.
You sound like you're in a low low.
Gordon Kay sadly passed away today. 75. This year's Bowie.
Don't laugh at someone dying.
It's all right.
No. He'd be it's all right not
with
all right.
It. He'd be all right with it.
It's awful.
That man has a sense of humour.
Yeah, famously.
Certainly around mispronunciations.
It's what he would have wanted. Yeah, he was going to do so much.
Go on.
I've lost my track now. It's a good album.
It is a good album.
Yeah.
It is a good album. How's everyone feeling about the world ending soon? Are we all right? Are we relaxed? Gonna have a nice time in the meantime?
I'm a bit worried that we're just firing weapons off by mistake.
That's it happens, mad. Doesn't it?
Well, apparently so. Yeah, oh shit. Oh, how'd you get it down? Did they just call it back? Or did someone have to shoot it down? I haven't read that much into it. I just saw the headline and went, shit!
It self-destructed.
Did it?
Yeah.
So you can do that?
Well, yeah. It's not like it goes off and it's like, well, we're not seeing that again.
Well, that's what happens to fireworks.
Yeah, but it's a bit fucking bigger than a firework. So you can, it has a computer in it, doesn't it? And a tracker and all that.
Well, this actually makes me feel a bit better. So if Trump just gets bladdered and just sends one off, then, like, presumably there's someone in America and go, nah.
Yeah, he can't just do it off his own back. Like,
there he knows
are
the
things,
code.
Yeah, but there are things, like, other people have to be involved in it.
Yeah.
It's not like drunk texting your ex and thinking, shit. You know,
well, that's good news, too. See, I'm feeling better and better about all this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we shouldn't be just firing them off by accident. I wouldn't say.
I wouldn't recommend firing bombs at people who haven't asked for them.
The mad thing about Trident is, like, people are, like, really strongly in favour, aren't they?
Huh?
Like the country, when they do, like, you know, YouGov polls and stuff, are you in favour of, like, trends and stuff? People aren't they? And I find that really, really mad.
Mm.
Like, it's a lot of money for stuff that's just going to go off on its own and you have to blow up in the air.
It's not meant to do that.
Hopefully people have
learned some lessons.
Money. It's going to cost another couple of billion. Hey, it's another couple of billion if one wants to just go off on their own. Got to pay extra for that.
Yeah.
We've been shortchanging them, these poor scientists. It is mad, I find. Surely we've got enough. At some point, you've got to go, yeah, we've got enough nuclear weapons.
Yeah, you would think that.
Or is this just upgrades?
It's upgrades on replacing the thing.
The thing that
have you seen the...
Oh, the submarines.
The list of, like, the countries who all have... who has the most nuclear weapons. And then, I think, is there...
We've got one less than we used to.
Hang on.
So, like,
like our GDP.
Maybe.
there's a list, like, of all the different countries and, like, all how many, like, nuclear weapons they have. And then at the very bottom with something like four, it says Jeff. And someone was like, who the fuck is Jeff? He's got four nuclear weapons.
Jeff,
but
just bought them.
It turns,
Black Markets.
Yeah, it turns out it's some kind of nuclear data library.
Okay. That makes more
not
sense.
A person.
Makes
the joint sense. Evaluated fission and fusion file. Why have I started speaking? Fucking hell.
And who's in there?
Jeffs.
Called them.
All the Jeffs.
So what I wanted to ask you is how many minutes to midnight do you think it's going to be next time?
Oh, no, I've been thinking about this too much and I've had to stop thinking about it because I got really, like, thingy.
What?
It's always about this time of year I think about the doomsday clock. You know,
yeah.
Like, you know the doomsday clock?
Yeah.
It's always January. Is it because I'm dead depressed because it's cold? No, but I'm thinking, when's the world over? Fucking hell. It's 3 minutes to midnight at the moment.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah, 3 minutes to midnight.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
In 2010, it was six. 2012, it was five. And 2015, they said it was three.
A lot of that is, like, climate stuff.
Very much so.
Yeah. which doesn't exist if you listen to certain world leaders, newly appointed.
That's what I'm listening to worry about, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, they also take in political relationships. So if it moves forward, I think the closest it's ever been is two. I'm sure it was two during the Cold War.
I'll see if I can find a two look. For you. Yeah, 1953.
Jeff.
It was given us 2 minutes to midnight.
That's the closest it's been, hasn't it?
Yeah, since its inception.
See.
That's
pretty close.
I know my Doomsday clock inside out.
That's why I asked you.
Mm.
It's heavy.
About the time of year that we all watch Threads and get really worried.
How's Rob Gutman with it all?
I haven't quite raised it with him.
Probably best not to.
No, I think he's. I mean, he's still struggling for money. Sort of hearse in York. But yeah, sort of hearse in York. Remember when we were coming out of that? Yeah. And Steve and Rob were in the same place and saw a hearse. That was a big 20 minutes.
Hang on. Why is that a thing?
Well, because it led to a long conversation around Rob's and partially Steve's sense of mortality.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bet you they didn't even cross themselves or not.
not as good a Catholicism as you are.
No.
And how could they be? How could they be? All right, these are Skytone. This is a great pop song. It's called Lonely Holiday.
You drive all night to get back home. Another sunset to watch alone. Summer's
That Skytone Lonely Holiday, it's pretty much a standalone single. It's on Bandcamp. Can't recommend it highly enough. Steph, shoes.
Yes.
Shoe update.
Yes. I feel like my it'd be quite good if the world could end, because I might be plunged into quite a lot of debt over the next few years.
What's happened?
My mum has enabled me, as Trish is wont to do. She said, "What do you want for your birthday?" the other day, which is code for, "I've got an idea of, you know, what I'm going to get you." So she's like, "Because I've got an idea what I think I should get you for your birthday." I was like, "Oh, right, okay." And then she was like, "It's just an idea. You know, if you don't like it, we don't have to do it. But, you know, if you don't do this, then you don't get something of equal value." So my face was like, what is this? And she went, "No, it's a nice thing." She said, "How about if I bought you a pair of Christian Louboutins?" And they fell off. This is all casually while she's doing the ironing. And they fell off the kitchen chair. I was like, "Do you understand?" I was like, "I'd love a pair, but do you understand how expensive they are?" I said, "They're really expensive." And she's like, "Yeah, I know they are." I was like, "No, but they're really expensive." Thinking that she thought maybe it was 150 quid. And she was like, "Yeah, I know." She said, "I've spoke to the fellow at Cricket. I know how much they are. And I know that you have to go in and try them on and try the heel height and everything." And I was like, "I think it's too much." And she went, "But do you want them?" And I was like, "But I think it's too much." She's like, "But do you want them?" It's like, "Of course I bloody want them." So anyway, I've got them. And
so you've been in?
Yeah.
Check the height.
Got the size. They get delivered tomorrow. They're insane. But it means that I've never had properly expensive shoes before. And I feel like I probably shouldn't have been introduced to them, because I've never felt a high like it. Like, you get a high off shoes, fucking hell, my head's been spinning for about 10
days. Do you mean literally
days.
High? Oh, they are nice, to be fair.
Yeah.
Fabulous, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I go between being dead excited and genuinely wanting to be sick because I'm going to get them.
So you haven't got them yet?
I get them tomorrow.
When are you going to wear them? Are you going to be like... You're going to be, like, military on it? Not military, you know what I mean? You're going to be, like...
Stringent.
Yeah. Like, only best, or you're going to be, like...
No.
Down the shops.
Not down the shops. Have you seen them? That's a 5-inch heel. She's basically bought me the ultimate taxi shoe. They will get me from my house to the taxi, from taxi to the bar to the taxi, back again. She was like, "That's all you need." I was like, "That is all I need." But I'll wear them. They need breaking in. Apparently they take... You have to really break them in. You have to, like, sleep in them. So, because when you sleep... I've just told you this before.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah. So when you sleep and your feet swell, then it stretches the leather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're
going to be kicking in those.
I don't need to get up and go to the loo.
Like, bam.
Forget, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder what's happened.
So that's Trish, once again, proving herself to be the best woman in the world by me... Louboutins against my will.
Enabling.
Yeah.
Enabling.
Yeah.
So what are you going to play, though? People already know, because you said at the start of the show.
I am going to play Arcade Fire featuring Mavis Staples and I Give You Power.
I give you power. give you power over me. I give you power, but I gotta be free. I give you power, now I say, I can't watch you take it away.
Arcade Fire featuring Mavis Staples, I Give You Power, banger.
It's great, isn't it?
It's absolutely
came out of nowhere
brilliant.
As well.
Yep.
Came out of nowhere.
Do you know any more about it?
I know that it's a charity track, so it doesn't look like it's been lifted from a new album. It's a standalone track for charity. ACLU, I don't know what that charity is.
The American Civil Liberties Union.
There you go. but I do know that it's very good.
It's an absolute banger.
Yes. And that's why I got my songs over on Friday, because I thought I'm not letting either of those bastards nab this.
Hello.
Hi.
Especially him.
I'm the source.
Was it your biggest concern?
He would.
He would, wouldn't he?
He's done it before.
I just picked some fucking country or something.
Yeah. What was it you did, eh? And then you went, I'm really sorry. And it was like, if you're that sorry, you wouldn't have done it. It's like, yeah, I'm not that sorry.
Yeah. We've got previous.
Yeah.
Form.
Yeah. Me and Hannigan.
That's great. So it's a shame that's not attached to anything else or an album or anything. I thought there was an album this year from them.
Yes, but that's not from it, I don't think. The press release doesn't seem to say that. It just says it's charity.
Okay, I'm just in general intrigued.
There is an album coming. I'm going to see them at Primavera. They're on. It's good, isn't it?
Mm.
Indeed. Let me see if I can get a date.
Sorted the accommodation, yeah?
No.
Really?
Also had my holiday request from work denied.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds.
So, but yeah, got ticket, got flights, not got the time off, and yeah, haven't got accommodation yet. I'll work it out.
Yeah.
I'm going. So.
Okay. It's good. Strong attitude. It's getting boxed off. Supposedly it might well be in May is the talk, the Arcade Fire new album talk, May.
Well done.
Well, maybe it'll be out just before I see them.
I think that's the plan. The plan is that they do that and then they
just
go
for
and,
me.
Then they go and do a tour.
The great live Arcade Fire.
Yeah, good.
Loads
big
of
sound.
Fun. Loads of fun.
They enjoy themselves. They have a lovely time.
Yeah.
All of the songs it says here have been recorded, but they haven't decided on the order. The album should come out this year. At this stage, we're still mixing and trying to decide which songs will end up on the record because we've recorded more than we need. So that might suggest
that
put that one out as just as a get on this. Look what we can do.
Doesn't fit in, maybe.
That doesn't fit the vibe. We haven't gone for bangers, and it transpires we've got one or two knocking around. Who knows? Who knows? But there you go. That's the fifth Arcade Fire LP for you. There, all the news I've got for you. And Stephanie as well. What does it say we've got down here? Adam's back next week, which is pretty exciting. And John's picked a song in his honour.
Pick some disco for Adam out there listening on your long flight home, mate. You know, going, oh, that was fun. Got to go back to the grindstone. Oh, but it's cold. You can listen to this and it'll make him slightly happier.
Adam, it's cold.
It's cold, Adam.
Adam, brace yourself. It's cold.
Big coat weather.
This will warm your cockles.
What have you picked?
Although not as much as it should because it is cold. Roddy Kett Principle.
to burn some bridges. I don't think that's right.
So if you want my love, you know it's not enough to hunt me through the night, then keep me out of sight. If you ask me why, I'll tell you it's a principle. You try to hide me, love is blindly principle. Oh, yeah, it's a principle. You want the action, chain reaction, principle.
Veronica, Principle.
Yeah, it's from an album called Lose My Cool, which came out this week. And it's all quite different, actually, but I picked that one because it's the most Adam Melia.
It is the most Adam Melia.
Yeah, she's from Nottingham.
Is she?
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
I know. That's why I like saying them sometimes. I do the surprising ones.
Oh, yeah, I know that because I listened to the album. I thought, hang on, this is all ringing a bell. And I Googled her and she's from Nottingham.
Yeah, there you go.
So no, I can confirm that.
You can confirm, just in case you thought that was me. In case you thought I thought he was making it up.
Chatting shit.
There he is again.
Like that Pharrell thing.
That's
the famous
real.
Famous Williams Pharrell. Not the other Pharrell.
Hey, Steph.
What?
Oh, dear. Hey.
She just smiled there like butter wouldn't melt. for the listeners.
What?
Little smile that she gives to Trish when she wants boots. Oh no, we don't have to.
I did protest.
Great. All right. Let me finish what this thing's about this week. Thank you very much to Steph and to Jim.
You literally can't do two things at once, can you?
I can, but I'm just at the minute. I'm having a bit of a. Thanks to John, I've had an all right day. He's got me through the other side.
Oh, nice one.
It's been very, very nice of him. So we kept it going all the way through, which is very, very good indeed. So this is a chap called Perry Brown, and it's quite a. I mean, it's called "Become My Blood," and it's a lovely song album. I've listened to the album, and it's very Americana. It's on This Is American record label. So I sometimes play stuff by. His band is called Fire Mountain, and it's his first solo record. And this is the first track, and it's very much about becoming a mature human, which I thought I'd nail on in this week. I was 36 and a drunken prick, so you know it all goes from there. So this is Perry Brown with "Stable Love." It's really rather lovely, and more of this sort of thing next week.
I'm overweight and I'm waiting on a sign. Sports Social Podcast Network.